peace. Do you have it? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 328, titled Peace. Do you have it? Dear friend, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Is there any hope for peace? The endless wars, conflicts, and injustices, as well as the political fightings we see in the world today, only prove what the Bible has always declared concerning mankind. The Bible says in Romans 3:17, the way of peace have they not known. All efforts to achieve lasting peace fail miserably because the root of the problem is not dealt with. God alone has the solution to the problem of peace, not only for nations, but also for you. He has successfully dealt with the root cause of all turmoil, and that is sin. Sin against God. The evil we do. Now he offers sure and lasting peace for both the heart and conscience through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to the comforting words of Jesus Christ in St. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. How can peace be made? Man can never make his peace with God on his own terms. Peace cannot be purchased or earned, nor can our tears, toils, prayers, and resolutions ever make peace with God. However, what we could not do, God has done perfectly and eternally for us. For the Holy Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 20, having made peace through the blood of his cross, that is Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins, him being buried and rising again on the third day. What is it that has made peace? It is the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, who bore the chastisement of our peace on the cross. There, the full penalty of God's judgment against sin fell upon our spotless substitute. then as a sign of his acceptance of Christ's perfect work. God raised up Christ Jesus from the dead. Peace has been made. Paid for, if you will, by the blood of Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. So how can you possess this peace? Romans 5:1 in the Holy Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is one thing for peace to have been made, but it is another thing for this peace to be possessed. It is peace for all mankind, but not possessed by all mankind. This peace must be received, and here is where faith comes in. Faith takes God at his word. First, it acknowledges one's lost and ruined condition. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Next, faith accepts Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord by trusting in him who died and rose again to put away our sin. All who believe on him receive this blessed peace, this peace that passeth all understanding. It can be yours to possess even today. When we rest our faith upon Jesus Christ, we get much more than just a feeling of peace. We begin a real eternal relationship with God. Instead of being under wrath and subject to judgment, the believer is accepted by God in the Beloved, becomes the object of his delight, and is looked upon as righteous before him. Can you, dear friend, say, I have peace with God? Are you at peace? Ephesians in the Holy Bible, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 says, he, Jesus Christ, is our peace. Peace does not come from within ourselves. Peace comes from knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. The believer has peace of conscience as to his sins, and peace of heart as to his circumstances, and peace of mind as to his life. Jesus Christ said in St. John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. The Bible says in Job 22, verse 21, acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. So, dear friend, today, for today is the day of salvation, take advantage of your opportunity to have peace that passeth all understanding by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for your sins. He took your place in my place. He died for us all. He rose. He was buried and rose from the dead on the third day. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and thou you shalt be saved. So, dear friend, whether you're listening to this, driving down the road, or you're on your treadmill, or you're walking your dog, pause for a minute. And if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior with all of your heart, so you can go to heaven when you die and avoid going to hell, please pray with me what is called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments by lying, by stealing, by lusting, by dishonoring and disobeying my parents, by taking your holy name in vain, and many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy upon my soul. Have mercy upon me, a sinner. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. I receive you into my heart by faith and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to repent of my sins and to turn from my old life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at GLS. That is GLS, stands for Gospel Light Society, at GospelLightSociety.com, and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The track this podcast is based on, or the pamphlet this podcast is based on, is published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at mwtb.org. Also consider sending them a love offering and helping them with the printing of the tracks. And make sure that when you order the gospel tracks that you pass them out. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.